Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the Morning.
Hey, good morning. It's now 36 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Honored to have you with us weekday mornings as we strive to be informative, yes, challenging oftentimes, but hopeful and helpful at the end of the day. We try to see the issues of our lives and times through the lenses of our Christian faith. Question for you, and as I do a little flashback here from the year 2002, this is not a statement of anti-Catholic bias at all, but do you remember the terrible tragedy that was the Catholic priest sex abuse scandal? There were multiple incidences of Catholic priests here in the United States of America. The first one we learned about was in the Archdiocese of Boston, Massachusetts, back in 02, of Catholic priests having inappropriate intimate contact, sexual contact in some cases, with underage boys. And there seemed to be a bit of a homosexual undercurrent to that. And that's, I think, putting it mildly. Again, I don't raise this issue out of any sense of anti-Catholic bias. I raise it to make a point. While that was unfolding before our eyes, painful and ugly as it was, there are a lot of people who started to say, you know, maybe the Boy Scouts had it right. Maybe the Boy Scouts had it right with their policy, which was standing at that time, to not allow homosexual men into the ranks of leadership where they were mentoring young boys. Maybe there's an issue if we put adult men in the context with underage boys, men who self-identify as having a sexual attraction to their same gender. Well, that was back years ago. That was 13 years ago. And in 2002, the Boy Scouts had just had their right to pick and choose their leadership as they saw fit. They just had that affirmed by the Supreme Court in a very narrow ruling by one voice. The Supreme Court of the United States of America in the year 2000 ruled in favor of the Boy Scouts in a legal case known as the Boy Scouts versus Dale. A gentleman whose last name was Dale had sued the Boy Scouts. He was openly gay. He wanted to be a scoutmaster. The Supreme Court said the Boy Scouts can do what they need to do. Here, 13 years later, the Boy Scouts have reversed that policy of their own free choosing, I think. They were not forced by the government. They were coerced and manipulated and cajoled by a lot of very powerful people in our society to begin allowing homosexual men to mentor boys. That's a sad state of affairs. I don't think anybody looks at that with glee and joy and says, hooray, the Boy Scouts are meeting their demise. On the other hand, it does open up opportunity, if you will, for other organizations to move forward in the process of providing opportunity for the proper mentorship of young boys and help grow them into adult men. Trail Life USA has been around for a good long time, and a lot of people all of a sudden are waking up here in the summer of 2015 and saying, you know, we need to look into that group, actually. We should find out more about them. Trail Life USA is an organization that a lot of people see as a bit of an alternative, if you will, to the Boy Scouts. With or without the Boy Scouts, Trail Life USA does a fine job. Mark Hancock is the CEO of this nonprofit organization. He joins us on our newsline to talk about the good work of Trail Life USA. Mark Hancock, welcome to our program. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Allison. How are you this morning?
I'm well, sir. How long have you been with Trail Life USA, and how long has the organization been around?
Well, you know, Trail Life is only a year and a half old. We started in January of 2014. We started with 500 troops in line. 6 months prior to that, we had our first organizational meeting where 50 of us from around the United States had gathered in Louisville, Kentucky, out of denominational leaders and former scouting executives and interested ministries. And we gathered in Louisville, and 50 of us kind of pounded out what were going to be the foundational doctrines of Trail Life USA. 68 days later, we had a convention in Nashville, Tennessee, where 1,200 men showed up from 48 states, and we rolled out the name Trail Life USA and also all the design of the program. 3 months after that, we launched on January 1st with 500 troops in line. And we've grown, in that period, we've got 25,000 members in 49 states and operating in about 600 churches in those states.
Is Trail Life USA a distinctly evangelical Christian organization, as you and your leaders see it?
We are a specifically, unapologetically Christian organization. We have a Trinitarian statement of faith, which excludes some churches like Mormons and things like that. But it is, but we do accept. But we do accept Catholic churches. We're very strong in Catholic churches, and also in Protestant churches and non-denominational churches.
What is the mission specifically of Trail Life USA? I suspect that at such a time as this, with such cultural upheaval in our country and changes with other organizations, a lot of people may want to sort of project their own intended mission onto your organization. But from the leader of the organization, what do you intend to do? What's the goal?
Well, our mission is to guide generations of courageous young men to honor God, lead with integrity, serve others, and experience outdoor adventure. We are, again, we're an unapologetically Christian organization. We're not a scouting organization that's having a Christian experience. We are a Christian ministry that uses the outdoors. A lot of people compare us to Boy Scouts because we were started out of that movement and in response to some to the membership changes that they were made. But honestly, only about 50% of our troops were formerly Boy Scout troops. So we are leading boys and men who were not previously involved in the outdoors, and we're taking them out there and showing them the outdoors and ministering the gospel to them.
Mark Hancock, he's the CEO of Trail Life USA. He's on our newsline here on the Faith Radio Network. So let's imagine there is a parent, a mom or a dad, listening to our conversation here, Mark, and saying, you know, that sounds like something I should get our son involved in. How does that process go?
Well, it's very simple. We're a very virtual organization. So you go online to Trail Life USA, and on there, there's a map, traillifeusa.com. And there's a map that says find a group, and you click on that map and you see all the dots all over the United States, and you find one near you, and they have the contact information, and you contact that troop, find out when they meet. You show up there, check them out, see if it's for you, ask all the questions that you have. You can go explore the website, all kinds of things on there. And then the troop actually extends an invitation by sending you a link for registration, and then you respond to that link and you sign up and you become a member of that troop. Annual fees are $20 for the annual fees for a member to join. I need to say that our outreach is really to sons and fathers and with boys who don't have fathers. We're a Christian mentoring organization. We take a lot of the principles that Boy Scouts used over the years, and we've restored a lot of their initial timeless and traditional values. And reaching out to these young, I can tell you dozens of stories of campsites that I wander up on or whatever and find a dad who opens up his trunk and pulls out his tent and takes it out of a cardboard box because he just bought it at Walmart and sets it up and enjoys the weekend with his son. I had one. I'm sitting at Camp Aiden, which is our 127-acre camp that we're just gifted in just south of Greenville, South Carolina.
Nice.
And I'm looking out on a field where I met a father. He came to me and said, thank you for what you do. And I said, what specifically? I'm curious. He says, I've never spent so much time with my son. And just as he said that, it was time, this 5 or 6 year old boy comes running up, hugs his dad's leg, and then takes off to go play with the other boys. And the dad's just standing there, holds a cup of camp coffee, and just like, that just said everything. And so we're seeing that happen over and over again. We're introducing boys and their fathers to the outdoors because we encourage parents' participation and also family participation in our program. Whereas Boy Scouts have become a drop-off program, we're a family that's bringing dads and sons back together again, and sons who don't have fathers, we're providing safe, principled Christian mentorship for those boys.
I love it. Mark Hancock, CEO of Trail Life USA. He's on our newsline. Listen, I just want to make sure I understood you correctly, Mark. You are at a campsite right now. Is that the case?
Camp Aiken is in just south of Greenville, South Carolina. It's our 127-acre camp that we were just gifted recently.
And, very nice.
And we're establishing this as our national headquarters.
Boy, you paint such a vivid picture. I want to be there right now. Tell you what, stand by.
I'm looking at a pond in a field and beautiful climate. I wish you were here.
Okay, well, listen, stand by. I need to take a quick break. I want to find out more about Trail Life USA and what a typical outing may look like and be like, and how churches and individuals can get involved. We'll talk more with Mark Hancock live on the scene at the campsite. How do you like that? It's the Austin Hill in the Morning program, 47 minutes past the hour from Faith Radio. Don't go away. Minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, live on the scene at, I believe the name was Camp Aiken, outside of Greenville, South Carolina, a camp facility, multi-acre camp facility owned and operated by Trail Life USA. Mark Hancock is the CEO of this relatively new and burgeoning organization. He's on our news line here on Faith Radio. Mark, how does one become involved in Trail Life USA? Is it an individual parent or parents and a young boy, or is it an entire church congregation? Does it work both ways? Tell us about that.
Well, it does work both ways. What we envision Trail Life as is an outreach of the local church. And we are finding that a lot of churches who had a 105-year opportunity to charter a Boy Scout troop, but they didn't. But along came Trail Life, and they're very interested in Trail Life. And then we also have a lot of churches that did have Boy Scout troops, and they just feel like they can no longer serve with their organization. They're starting Trail Life troops. The procedure for that is they'll generally be a leader or some parent leaders in a church. They're not normally on staff. They're usually very active in a local church, and they will say, "Hey, we want a Trail Life troop at our church." And they can go online, and there's a starter troop link, and they follow through there, and they gather five core leaders, and those core leaders do background checks. They do a child safety youth protection training. They sign a statement of faith and agree to a statement of faith. And those five core leaders then, and one of those leaders is also the institutional head of the church, the senior pastor of the church. And together they start the troop, and then they begin to invite families to join. Maybe they'll have an open house or something, they'll begin to join. Our average troop is about 40 boys, and then along with with almost an equivalent number of parents, parents can become members too. And the advantage of that is that the parents complete this child safety protection training, their background checked, they sign a statement of faith, and they wear a lanyard that establishes them as a safe adult in that program. So when the leadership is wanting to make sure they're not going to leave any boys alone with an unknown parent or something like that, they can look around the room and they can see exactly who's has been background checked and who has been safety protected. And we really felt like, you know, if you have adults that begin to hang around, you know, young men and they're unknown, but they're nice and people just assume they're supposed to be there. We're really after creating the gold standard in child safety youth protection training. So we have parents and boys who join the program. We believe we provide a very safe environment. And then out of that church, that troop will operate. They'll do, you know, campouts. They'll do events together. We just had our national paintball tournament and summer adventure in Beckley, West Virginia. Boys came for a week and whitewater rafting and rappelling and a national paintball tournament and mountain climbing, all kinds of things there. They had a great time. But then troops will also gather in the area, and they may get together with three or four other troops, and all of them plan a camp out at a destination. And so they can come together and worship together for the weekend.
You know, I'll tell you what, I'm ready to set up a tent and inflate a raft as you're describing this. This is all very cool. Listen, this is so good. And I'll tell you, as a parent myself, as a dad, I'm sitting here listening to you in my headphones describe this, Mark Hancock, and I'm thinking, wow, I wish this had been going on 10 years ago. I would have had my own son involved in this. He's 16, almost 17 now, and that's just a different era in his life right now. But this is so good. I just can't imagine anybody opposing it. But goodness usually does face opposition. Is Trail Life USA facing any opposition either within the church or outside of the church right now?
Only what you could see expected in this current culture and in this environment. It seems like if you're going to stand up for what it is that you believe, certainly you're going to encounter opposition. But we're committed to our purpose. We were forged to the fires of this current cultural battle, and we believe that we are structured both legally and morally in terms of our own convictions. We started this on purpose in this time because we saw a need for an organization that was willing to stand for timeless traditional biblical values and for stand for things like, as crazy as it seems that you would have to stand up and say, no, we believe that it's one man, one woman in marriage. And so we're strong about our biblical convictions. So anytime you do that, often you're gonna encounter opposition.
Sure.
That we believe that the growth that we're seeing, we believe that the excitement that we're seeing in our membership, we're getting so many encouraging words when people say, thanks for standing up for something, thanks for not folding, thanks for not doing what everybody else does, where a minority is pushing them around. Thanks for standing strong for biblical, timeless values, and that's who we are.
That's well stated. TrailLifeUSA.com. That's their website. By the way, very attractive and very easy to navigate, effective website you have, Mark Hancock. The photography is just extraordinary. Listen, now I have to ask this. I mean, is it breakfast time there at the camp? Is the sun up? What's going on? Are you cooking this morning? What's happening with breakfast?
The sun is up, the birds are singing, and I'm ready to go down and scramble some eggs.
I would expect nothing less. Listen, I hope you'll come back and talk with us further. This is very important work. We are, I know myself and all my colleagues here in the studio, we are very encouraged by what you're telling us, what we're learning about Trail Life USA. We will be in touch soon. I hope you have a great camp session, you and the dads and the sons, and we'll look forward to talking again very, very soon.
Thank you, Austin. Bless you and your listeners.
And to you, Mark Hancock, CEO of Trail Life USA. I love what he said. I'll have to go back and listen to this and make sure we get this on the blog. We were forged in the fires of our current cultural debate. Forged in the fires of this. Okay, thank you. Forged in the fires of this culture is how he said it. Amen, brother. Let's be steadfast and let's not lose heart. Let's not grow weary in doing well. I could come up with all kinds of ways to paraphrase that, but that's very encouraging. Mark Hancock, CEO, TrailLifeUSA.com is their website. We'll have info on that on our network website at MyFaithRadio.com coming up later this morning. Still to come, speaking of being forged in the fire, our great friend Sam Rohr, who serves as the president of the American Pastors Network. He'll weigh in from the road. We never know where he's going to be, but he's traveling the country, meeting with pastors all over the U.S., talking about what they believe are the current pressing issues of our time, and also discussing how best to address them. We'll talk about that more on Planned Parenthood. My goodness, I am so heartened, and I believe you will be as well, at the courage, the convictional courage that we see emerging from Christian millennials in our country. I'll tell you about that and much more. Also, Dr. Russell Moore from the Southern Baptist Convention joins us next hour. This is the Austin Hill in the Morning program. I'm Austin Hill, SRN Headline News, on the way next. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.